Thank you, Dominic. Track 2, Shooting for the Stars. Dan Kennedy is a globe-trotting celebrity and fashion photographer who has shot some of the best-known names in the public eye, and he began his career at the Eastern Daily Press and talked to Angela Adams.
Tell me about your time working for the Eastern Daily Press.
I started working as a runner for the Eastern Daily Press aged 18, and the job involved running faxes around the newsroom. About the same time, I started taking pictures of local bands. I was into music in a big way and had friends in bands who wanted me to photograph them. Being a runner was great because it gave me access to the working photographers at the paper and the company darkroom. I was cheeky and would stick my head into the photography office and annoy them. This resulted in me getting to know the music editor and being given a press pass to the Waterfront, a local Norwich music venue. That was a big deal. I shot bands in return for free film, and my pictures and name were published in the evening news. And this was huge for such a young photographer. Never one to sit still for long, I enrolled in a professional photography practice course at the London College of Printing, and that's where I became interested in documentary photography. During my final term at college, fate dealt a hand in furthering my career when the editor of the Eastern Daily Press tracked me down and offered me the role of staff photographer. I'd just turned 21 and was a little overwhelmed. The job came with a company car and great camera gear. I returned to Norfolk, eager to begin the role of jobbing photographer on a busy paper. Each day was different and full on. I travelled from job to job across the county, shooting 4, sometimes 5 jobs in a day on 5 rolls of black and white film, at times processing the pictures in the back of a car, which doubled as a darkroom while I was on the road. I'd then either fax a copy of a particular print to the paper, or they'd send a motorbike courier to collect. As you can imagine, it was exciting and fast-paced. I spent the majority of my time covering stories in Great Yarmouth. It's where I cut my teeth in the industry. Always keen to learn, after a few years, I decided to try my hand at working for a press agency in Nottingham. Press agencies cover everything for the national papers. I could be making a portrait of a GP for The Guardian in the morning, followed by covering an aircraft crash for The Telegraph in the afternoon. It was exciting for a young photographer, but there wasn't any scope for error, and the work was, again, fast and furious. Take the picture, go to a pub, give them 20 quid to allow me to process the pictures by hand with chemicals in their back room, scan the negatives and send them to the agency. I continued along this path for 18 months. It was a steep and exhausting learning experience, but stood me in good stead as it made me hone my skills.
What made you move to London?
In my early 20s, working as a freelance photographer seemed the obvious next step. I applied for a £15,000 loan, bought a car on credit at the same time, took a deep breath and returned to London with no firm offer of work. To be honest, I arrived in the big city wet behind the ears, but with a fair amount of confidence and my Nikon D1 digital cameras. Knocking on picture editors' doors and showing my portfolio was tough. Most told me I was wasting my time as the market was saturated. I didn't listen and kept going regardless, determined to carve a Dan Kennedy-sized niche in the market. At that time, the Times newspaper was offering £100 a day shifts to freelancers. Each morning, I'd call the paper to see if they'd take me on for the day. The shifts were a gift and kept me going. My name must have been getting known as The Sun rang, asking if I wanted to work for them. They paid £50 a day more than The Times, so I jumped at the chance. The extra money covered all my loans and gave me breathing space. From then on, I worked mainly for The Sun, a tabloid that was impeccably run and incredibly well organised. The phone would ring at 6:30 a.m., and I would need to be prepared to travel anywhere in the world at a moment's notice. My passport and an overnight bag were always with me. For 3 years, I travelled extensively. One day, I could be photographing troops in the desert, and next day, I'd be off to Australia to capture pictures for the first series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The work was demanding, but I loved it.
Tell me more about your first celebrity commission in Miami.
After a few years, the realisation dawned on me that I didn't want to be fat and 50, hotel and takeaway food can take its toll, and still climbing my stepladders outside Downing Street and then dashing off to the next job. And again, fate took a hand. While working for The Sun, I'd met an agent who sponsored celebrities. She took a chance and commissioned me to shoot Project Orange. Out of nowhere, I was jetting off to Miami to shoot the model Rachel Hunter for a swimwear campaign. I took an assistant, my mate Matt from Norwich. He was an accomplished photographer and helped me immensely. And together, we pulled it off, and the PR campaign received worldwide media attention. This was the advent that saw me commissioned to photograph celebrities. My brazen networking and never-give-up attitude had paid off.
Why the shift from working for newspapers to magazines?
After Miami, I started shooting more in the studio, learning as I went, by using good assistants who knew what they were doing, and by reverse engineering images. I'd study pictures and try to work out why the shadow was in a certain place, and then practiced until I understood why. And working in the studio saw me shift from newspapers to working for magazines. The timing was perfect. It was the era when celebrity magazines exploded onto the scene, with titles like Hello and Elle gaining huge readership. My phone started to ring and didn't stop. I shot footballers, their wives, and a string of minor and major celebrities. I'd made it, but still wanted to realise my dream of working for the Sunday Times. I was already working for American titles, such as Billboard and The Hollywood Reporter, both trade magazines for American actors, and it was these very magazines that eventually led to me landing the Sunday Times. I'm honoured to have worked for Disney, Estee Lauder, Marks & Spencer, BBC, ITV, Sky, and a whole host of other high-profile companies. Usually the work involved shooting a celebrity, which in turn helped grow my portfolio and name within the industry.
Have you ever been starstruck?
Oh, you don't have time to be starstruck, as the work is fast and furious. Key shots are required for each commission, so you need to be prepared and on your toes, as a PR manager could cut your shooting time in half without notice. I always aim to get my key shots quickly and leave a little time for spontaneity. For example, we were set to photograph Jerry Halliwell in her lounge. We had a shoot list, we'd set up the lights, we were ready to go, and Jerry walked into the room and said, "I've got a horse, let's shoot outside." You must always be ready for the unusual and be great at putting people at their ease quickly. This could be playing specific music during the shoot, ensuring the team provide outstanding customer service throughout, remembering names, looking after people, having drinks available, and you know, so much more. At times, celebrities can be working 10 photo shoots with 10 different photographers in a day, so it's crucial we make them feel great and keep our energy up too.
What do you love most about being a photographer?
Being around people. I'm a people person, and going into a portrait session not knowing what you'll get is a real thrill. I love reading the room, feeling the mood in the room, working with the talent and bringing out the best in them for their portrait.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Be nice all of the time to everyone you meet. Remember people's names and treat others how you want to be treated, and be true to yourself. People are clever, they will smell a rat. Try hard, and smile was my screensaver for 10 years. I'm still a jobbing photographer, but 80% of my time I run the Dan Kennedy Academy, which evolved because When I wanted to learn, there were very few in the industry available to learn from. I had to work everything out myself, and it was difficult. As a result, I'd like to share some of my knowledge with those embarking on a similar journey. My mentoring is based on five key elements: framework, outsourcing, creativity, networking, and selling, known as the focus methodology. My mentees get access to my 20 years plus industry knowledge. For example, learning how to create fake Ibiza sunlight in Dagenham when it's raining. I've done that. We also cover the legal aspects of the industry and much more. 2022 sees us launch a new five-week intensive course open to all ages and aimed at those who want to make the switch to full-time photographer.